Hello, this is Mol speaking, and it's a noisy road. That was a bus just passing. Today is the 29th of September 2018, and this is the 886th Mol Out Loud podcast. It's nippy today. Sorry, a white cat just leapt off of the top of a garage onto my right in front of me. Gave me a bit of a surprise. It's nippy this morning. It really is. It's although it's about 8 degrees. I just looked at the feels-like temperature and it's 1.9. There's an Antarctic wind coming up, so I've just put my woolly hat on. I don't think I've even got my gloves with me. And I've got a raincoat on, which at least is windproof. I've just had a very intense hour. I've been at the cafe where I read a quiz each morning. Ooh, that wind. I hope you can hear me. I'm trying to shelter the top of the phone with my hand. I'm not sure, maybe this isn't going to work. Quiz is really for whoever turns up, but there's usually a core group of about six people. But today, the cafe was very, very busy. And we were down one corner, and I was totally surrounded by men. So there was me. Trying to read these questions in a really noisy cafe with, I'm trying to think how many there were, 2, 4, 6 men around me. And it's really interesting how the dynamic kind of changes. Anyway, it was good fun, but it was quite intense. It was much more argumentative than it usually is. And I think that was just one particular person who doesn't usually come, but has an influence on a couple of the others. So I've had a good start to the day, but I'm quite glad to have this walk before I get into the next thing. A little sort of air clearing walk, and it can be a bit tiring trying to raise your voice for that length of time. Just walking past the tennis courts of a school. It's Saturday. So it's Saturday, I'm on my way for it is cold, I need to put my hand in my pocket. Beautiful blue sky, scudding clouds. And today is the Australian football finals, so I've got all week, it's been sort of leading up to this, and today it is. And actually, one thing that happens today is that when they're on, which I suppose is probably, I don't know, I don't even know when it's on, on television, maybe 2 to 4 or something, the whole city is completely silent. And it's a really nice day to do other things. So going shopping is so much easier on a grand final day. But I'm going to be at the library with this writing friend, so we're going to be writing until 2, and then I suppose I'll enjoy the quiet for a couple of hours before everyone goes out and gets drunk and noisy afterwards. It's a very strange day. It's very big in Australia. Not really, not big for me at all, as you can tell. I've kind of got even no idea who's playing. And yet, I've received a photograph of my grandson the other day, whose dad is a football player, and he was wearing a pink frilly hat, and my grandson, that is, not his father. And pushing a doll's pram, and in the doll's pram was a football. So I kind of think he is cast already to be a follower in his father's footsteps. This has been quite an odd week. I think I've mentioned just not really quite really getting into the course very well this week, or just not feeling very engaged with it. I think there was such a gap between posting and getting a response, and yesterday I found myself really disagreeing with the response I got, trying to think, is this just my reactiveness? Is it because I'm not very good at accepting criticism? And going away from it, so making sure that I didn't respond before I'd really had time to think about it. And then really actually getting the sense that the way the exercise was designed was fatally flawed for the kind of work we're all doing. So I'm mulling about that. I'm going to see what the response to my response is before I really kind of decide. Last week's exercise was really good because it made me work hard, and maybe I needed it more, perhaps too. Well, not perhaps. I did need it more. It was probably the most crucial thing for me in this course. And so this week was a bit disappointing. Part of it was kind of a sense of being misunderstood, being sort of having to do something that was quite out of context, and the other is that a lot of responses couldn't really be anything but line editing rather than looking at the bigger problems or bigger issues. So, yes, yeah, second week, a little bit disappointed. And I haven't done any drawing this week. I haven't done any doodling. So when I come home, or go home rather, this evening, or this afternoon, I may do a bit of working outside. That would be really good. And I'm hoping to then get into some doodling and some drawing and to playing with that, going right away from writing. This morning's binge will be enough. I've got a list of questions that I want to respond to myself. I'm working on this premise again, but I had some ideas that were quite radical. And I mean radical in the sense of being radically different from the directions I've been going. So they would require an awful lot of rewriting, but then I think probably anything I do will. So I want to just look at that for a while and just see whether it would, you know, it would hold water if I pursued it. I certainly don't want to go down that road unless I'm absolutely sure. This time last week, I made a podcast when I was walking in the morning, and then completely forgot until Saturday evening that I hadn't uploaded it. So I'll try not to do the same thing today. I do hope that you've had a good week this week, that you've been able to engage with whatever's most important to you, and that you've been able to play with it, dream about it, focus in on it, complete it. Wow, that would be fantastic. Or embark on it, embark on something new. But just really feel the joy of it. The photo that I think I'm going to upload with you is I took outside the cafe this morning, where people were wrapped in the crocheted Nana rugs against the cold wind. It was so full inside there was no room. And yes, I really felt for those people outside. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. Gosh, it is noisy, isn't it? I really look forward to talking to you again soon.